the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and in this podcast, I wanted to discuss social media and pretty much why your business should really care about how you implement your social media marketing. I mean, social media, it's all around us. It's been around us quite some time, and depending on your perspective, it's either only going to get worse or it's going to get better. But the average person, young and old, I mean, they're constantly on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the time. And when you turn the TV on, it's all about hashtag this and Facebook that. And in fact, it's just part of everyday life. And the power of social media marketing, it's no longer a secret, and it's not to be seen as a fad. You know, your friends, your family, your customers, they're all using it. And if you're savvy enough, then you're already integrating social media into online business to attract fans, and that'll help you build relationships with your customers. So in these podcasts, it's always about cutting your costs, generating cash, and increasing wealth through investing. And in today's session, we're going to talk about how we generate cash, or some of the methodologies that we use in order to attract more customers for our business that will allow us to get more cash being generated effectively. So what should you do if you don't know how to integrate social media into your online business? Well, that's what I'm going to talk about today. And if you're looking to learn exactly how to use social media to enhance that online business and become more successful online, then you're going to love this podcast. Okay, so why would you use social media? Well, in case you're not clear on the actual benefits of incorporating social media into your online business, then let's just tick a couple of those off for you. So social media helps you build a strong brand. You know, it's really interesting, but all the major brands are now on social media. They're all on there. And in fact, I can't remember who the brand was, but one of them cut back on their millions of dollars that they were spending on the Super Bowl ads. And they actually just opened up a social media section of their company, and now they just do social media, and it absolutely pays off for them. So in order to be successful online, it's important that you've got to stand out from the crowd, and in particular, you've got to stand out from your competitors. People need to look at you and your products and services and instantly know exactly what you stand for. And not only that, but you need to stay in people's minds, and they need to be able to remember you. In order for you to do that, then you need to have a strong brand, and obviously we haven't got the budgets that these bigger brands have. And sites such as Facebook and Twitter, well, they can help you do just that. It creates a level playing field. They can help people gain an instant insight into what you're about and why they should follow you. Not only that, but social media updates, they just remind people that you're still around. It can have a particularly good effect if you're sharing really juicy and relevant information at the time. Okay, so what else? Well, social media is going to help you find new prospects as well. And this is probably the first benefit that most people think about when they think about social media. Social media is a great way to find new prospects and fans or followers who you can then turn into subscribers and ultimately buyers. You can use Facebook advertising, for example. I've just placed a couple of Twitter adverts myself today for the podcast. So if you came in through one of those Twitter ads, welcome. It looks like it's working. and you can use Facebook, example, to draw people through to, say, a squeeze page. And that, in turn, will turn those visitors potentially into email subscribers and hopefully customers as they go through your sales funnel. And we'll cover sales funnels in another podcast. So if you're not sure what that is, then we will cover that for you. So what else? Well, social media is going to help you build a relationship with your audience. People are much more likely to buy from someone who they've got a pre-existing relationship with. And when you think about it, how many times have you come across a random website and bought a product from it straight away? It just doesn't work like that. You look at the blog, you look at the social media accounts, you look at the website a few times, maybe over a period of a few days or weeks, just before you get to the stage of where you want to purchase, because you want to be forming an opinion about them and their company and who they are and what they do and what they stand for, and whether their values are similar to yours, and whether the product and the product reviews will do exactly what you want them to do. And then when you've built up a picture of what they're about, only then will you consider actually buying. And the good news is that social media is one of the best ways of building a relationship with your audience. So you can use social media to share content which people in your niche will find really interesting or useful. You know, so if you start positioning yourself as an expert, then you can use social media to interact with your audience and have real conversations with people. which goes such a long way to building a connection and trust. I mean, I do email marketing, but the problem with email marketing, and podcasts, I suppose, to some extent, is that it's all one-way traffic. Whereas on social media, you get people answering you back and asking you questions. We've had a guy on Twitter, because I did a Periscope broadcast for 10 minutes. Periscope is it's just basically where you film yourself, and it just goes out live as you're filming yourself. It's not a webinar, but take a look. It's really cool. We use them a little bit, and it helps drive traffic back to the website. People sign up to our podcast from them, so if you've come from Periscope, welcome. But what that allows me to do is answer people's specific questions there and then. It's really interactive. And that's not something that you get from email marketing or podcasts and that sort of thing. So social media is going to allow you to connect with people who run similar businesses and or maybe share interests. I mean, network's essential when you run an online business and any sort of business. And connecting with other people in your industry, it's going to be really useful for you. So in the first instance, you can help each other out and give advice to one another, obviously. And then in addition, you can start promoting each other to each other's lists. You maybe start doing joint ventures where you can create and launch products together. And as you start to build a connection over time, these people, they'll become your friends and support group, and they'll help you achieve the goals that you want, whilst in turn you'll be helping them achieve the goals that they want. And it's amazing just how inspiring it is to connect with people who run similar businesses. And as well as being useful, it goes such a long way towards curing the bewilderment that sometimes can happen. You know what it's like as you're trying to grow your business. You may want to meet up with some of these people from time to time, and you might even want to brainstorm together, and that's perfect. And social media is going to help you keep an eye on your competition. Now, I'm not a great lover of keeping an eye on my competition. It's irrelevant to some extent. But being aware of what's happening, or it could be some of the latest trends sometimes. So social media is fairly transparent, and that means that it's great for spying on your competitors. And you can learn so much just by watching how other people are running their businesses. Whilst I'm not telling you to steal people's ideas, but you can definitely take a look and change some of the stuff that they're putting out and own it. Make it yours. Add value to it. Give a twist that they haven't thought of before. Sites like Twitter are great for easily seeing things like what promotions your competition are running or maybe the types of content that they're sharing. And social media, I mean, it's definitely going to help you establish you as an expert, and that's where it's helped me as well. No matter what niche you're in, as a marketer and an entrepreneur, you always want to appear as an expert in your niche to your followers. And social media is perfect for establishing yourself as an expert. So if you imagine a pyramid, you know, I've got a client who's a hypnotherapist, and we've not spoken for a while. So this chap, what we were talking about, you know, if you can think of someone who does stopping smoking cessation through hypnotherapy. Well, the main guy is a guy called Alan Carr, and he's wrote a book about it, and he's a hypnotherapist. And so a lot of people know it's Alan Carr. Not the chatty man, the guy off the TV, but the other guy that does the smoking cessation. There's two Alan Carrs, you see. So the smoking cessation guy, the reason why he's so well known is because through his books and his personal appearances and the way he markets himself, he's really gone up that pyramid up to the top. So at the bottom, you've got all the generalists for hypnotherapists, and they generally do very poor and don't earn a huge amount of money. And then the higher up you go and the more specialist that you get, the more in control of that niche you become, then the more you're establishing yourself as an expert. Okay, so in summary, what should your business start to expect from some social media marketing? And, you know, once your marketing campaign's in place, what's it going to look like? So if you're putting in the right amount of time and effort into a social media marketing strategy, then you should be able to accomplish some or all of the following goals. So firstly, the idea of, obviously, the whole point is that you're supposed to be out there selling more of your products or services, generating sales and leads from social media marketing. It just begins with having clear goals in mind. If you haven't got these clear goals, what we tend to find is that you're just a little bit hit and miss, or a lot hit and miss. You sort of wake up one morning and you go, oh, I'll do this today. And then you put the kettle on, and half an hour later you come back and think, oh, I'll do that. And you've not really got a plan. And you've really got to start having a plan. And that will help you generate more leads. So the second thing it'll do is it'll help you position your business in your marketplace. So if you're in a generic market where there's big players, they generally have a lack of personality. So if you can build your personality, and we call this an avatar, or a character. What is the character? And usually a character, if you think about a film, there's always some character development into a film so that the people watching the film start to care about the character. And that's exactly what you need to do as well to, in order to compete with some of these bigger guys, is what's your avatar or your character going to look like? What's the story that you're putting over? So most people, when I market, they all know what my story is. They know I live in Spain, they know I've done well through property, they know I own a couple of businesses, and they also know that I can help other people achieve that too for their lives. So they know and they understand what that character is. But do your customers or your potential prospects? And if not, then that will help you position your business in the marketplace. I mean, no matter what you sell, cameras, car parts, food, your customers are human. And people, at the end of the day, they just buy from people. The blander, more corporate and faceless the company is, the greater opportunity you've got on social media to inject some personality into your marketing. So the third thing it'll do is it'll increase awareness amongst your target audience. Now, awareness isn't a purchase, just to be aware. But a purchase might mean it's not a purchase today, but it might be in 6 months, 3 months, a week's time. So social media marketing works best when you target a relevant audience, and you're going to start using some really good strategies to get your message in front of them. And you can't afford to have a wishy-washy message. It's got to speak directly to them and engage them. And again, if you can test your marketing to see if it's going to work, then that will help you utilize better marketing strategies. Because then you can get rid of the stuff that's not working and just use the stuff that is working. Do more of that stuff. It all comes down to testing. So the fourth thing it's going to do is it's going to expose your business to a brand new audience. So for example, if you're a local business and you're looking to branch out and begin selling to a new audience, access to an almost unlimited number of clearly defined audiences is quicker and easier than ever before. In fact, you'll find these audiences are extremely eager to hear from anyone with an appealing proposition. So getting your message right is absolutely vital. So the fifth thing that it will do is it'll encourage repeat business. It'll remind people why they bought from you in the first place. Generating a community around your brand is not only a good way to bring in new leads, but it also helps encourage repeat business through ongoing relationships with your customers. For businesses of any size, keeping their customers' mind and being visible is incredibly valuable, and it's made so much easier by social media. So there's a phrase that we use, and it's called mind space. And you may have heard me use this before on podcasts. So whilst you're listening to the sound of my voice, I've got control of your mind space right now. It might be that you're driving, but generally I've got the majority of that mind space. You can only hold one bit of information at any one time. So if you think of a blue tree right now, pretty much all you can think of is a blue tree. But if you just come back to listen to the sound of my voice, you're now listening to the sound of my voice, and you're not necessarily thinking of a blue tree, but you can only hold one idea at any one time. And so the more that your customers see you, and interact with you and speak to you and listen to podcasts and watch your videos and read your magazines and your PDFs and your newsletters, then the better it's going to be for them and you to get repeat business. And the other thing that it will do, number six, is it'll generate referrals. So with some skillful positioning and cultivated word of mouth, you can use your existing customer base to find some new targeted customers. Referrals don't happen by accident. You need to generate them, and the right strategy can make a big difference to your results. And if you've not thought about creating a referral mechanism in place for your business, then now's the time to do it. What sort of things can you do to generate a referral mechanism? Okay, so can you generate more sales and leads through social media marketing? Well, of course you can. Marketing, it's an investment in you for the long term. We generate marketing in terms of what we call marketing assets. So if you think about, you know, an asset is something that puts money in your pocket, okay? You buy it once and hopefully it should generate cash forevermore. So property is one of those things. Yeah, you've got to do repairs and there's voids and that sort of thing. But generally, you do the hard work once, you put your deposit down, it's yours, then you can rent it out and reap the rewards, hopefully, okay? Now, it's the same with marketing assets. A marketing asset is something that will... It might take a little bit of time, a little bit of money to generate up front first. It could be a book, for example. It could be some videos where you need to buy some camera stuff in order to create the videos. But once you've got these marketing assets, that's it. There's nothing else that you need to do. And the marketing asset, it's built, it's made, it's there. And you can utilize that all the time. So social media marketing, it should start earning you back much more than you put in. And it's why we recommend that you take the approach which takes it from being a purely a branding and awareness tool from a purely branding and awareness tool to more like a mixed marketing tool, which should combine the elements of a traditionally softer branding approach with a good dose of direct sales. So, for example, some of the ways in which you could use social media to generate sales, they could include things like generating leads from your blogs, using interaction from Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, and as well as some of the other major social media platforms, generate new and qualified leads to your business. When I ran the Periscope live on-air event, that generated a number of leads that we then spoke to through Twitter. So it allows us to interact with them. And then you can start targeting posts and promoting reviews and offers and case studies. It works really well. You can also increase conversion rates by demonstrating the quality of your customer service. I've had issues before with some companies, and it's not been resolved directly via email. And then as soon as you go on Twitter, boy, I mean, I've got 12,000 followers at the moment on Twitter. So when you put something up about their bad customer service, it generally gets a response, usually quicker than the email that you've sent, which I find really interesting. But you've got to keep an eye on that as well, in case you've got stuff on your social media that you need to keep an eye on because people are complaining about your business or trying to contact you. So it can also increase and repeat referral business by reaching out to your existing customers through social media channels. So, for example, when you become a client of mine, we've got on Facebook our own private VIP membership group on Facebook. It's a vehicle that everybody uses because it's on Facebook. People log into it every day. And when someone puts in a new item into the Facebook group, then everybody gets to see it. So what I want to do is I'm just going to discuss a little bit more, in a little bit more detail, three important social media platforms that you should be using for your business. And we're just going to talk a little bit about how we can generate more leads and sales as a result of doing that. So social media marketing, it works best when you target a relevant audience and you get some really good strategies in front of them to get your message in front of them. It's always about engagement. So let's talk about Twitter. So as a business owner, it's really important to use any possible tool available to communicate with your customers. You know, we've got a saying in marketing, fish where the fish are. And if your customers are on Twitter, then you should be on Twitter as well. And obviously, your customers are on Twitter because your customers are everywhere. Twitter's one of those tools, and it's really powerful because it encourages customers to engage in conversation with you and vice versa. These conversations are going to help you build relationships, which in turn will translate into higher engagement and ultimately conversions. And of course, more profits for your business. You know, so tweets can help you spread the word about the products, about the websites you're involved with, news that's going on with your business, your products, and so on. For example, if you've got a sales event going on soon, or if you've created a new line of merchandise, or if you've taken on a new member of staff, you can use Twitter to keep people informed. And most importantly, it allows your customers to see that you're human, which is such a critical part. We seem to forget this, don't we? In our journey to automate everything, we forget that we're all people. With thoughts and feelings, pains, loves, sacrifices, we're all people at the end of the day, and we all want the same stuff. So, if you're brand new to Twitter, I mean, you know, you've got 140 characters basically to type whatever it is that you're getting in there. Now, the way I normally use that is I would type something and then drive them back to my own website. So, I'm a great believer in driving everything back to my website so that I get to control everything on my website. A lot of people drive leads to their Facebook page, but Facebook is in total control as to who sees that, not you. But if I can drive them back to my website and they become a part of my email list, I can email them and I'm in control of that. I own that list, not Facebook. So you can, you know, if you want to speak to someone directly, so for example, if you want to do a joint venture with a business owner, then you can find them on Twitter, you can find out what their username is, and you can use the at symbol and you can message them directly, or you can just send a message to them on Twitter or just tweet directly to that person. And that way, you can get direct contact with the people that you need to get contact with. And you can start following people as well. Start following people you admire. And in fact, it's one of the ways in which you can start building up your Twitter numbers is the more people you follow, a percentage of those will follow you back. The more people that follow you back, when you start tweeting, they'll start reading those tweets, hopefully. a large potential of will do. But Twitter's interesting because there's a lot of robots, so it's usually robots following robots, but not everybody's a robot on Twitter. So a robot is where I follow you and you automatically follow me, and you've not taken a conscious effort of doing that, you've just gone ahead and done it. So that's what I mean by when we say robot. So, you know, followers are ultimately what you're trying to achieve, because the more followers you have, the more people will follow you, so when you tweet, the more people will read your tweet. And you've got to fill in your profile details. It's really, really important. And also check your messages every so often, because at the top, you'll start getting direct messages. Again, some of these are robots, and it's automatically generated. But again, just today, because for my Periscope broadcast, which is Twitter, we've had a number of people come through and direct message me. Now, the keys here are, you've got to build a really good profile. So get a profile picture and upload it onto Twitter. Now, let people see that you're just a real person, and that there's actually somebody behind the account. It's not just a company logo. You can also tell people where you're located, and you know, if you're a local business, that would work really well. So if you're a We Buy Houses for Cash type business, then put your location in. Because if you're a We Buy Houses for Cash and you're based in London, and someone sees that based in Birmingham, then they might not actually want to follow you. But if you're based in London, then pretty sure they might do if that's the product or service that they need. And then you fill in your bio. You've got 160 characters or less just to fill in and tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? Why should people buy from you? Now, interestingly, you can change your profile background as well. And you can get these images. If you just go to Twitter background, type that in Google and click on images, you'll come up and you'll see a huge bunch of different images you can use. I created my own personalized one, and it's a picture of me with my website and a little bio about who I am and what I do. It is a good idea to upload your own, like I've done, because you can customize it and make it unique to your business. And you can include any text or advertising in your background. So you can include your website address if you want, which is exactly what I do. So getting followers is really the key on Twitter. Much the same way as no one will see your statuses on Facebook. If you don't have any fans, well, no one's going to see your tweets on Twitter if you haven't got any followers. So let's just run through some tips to get you started. So before we talk about that, it's important to discuss the two types of followers that you have. So one type of follower is a person who follows you because you follow them. Most advice, I mean, it tells you to follow back just because they follow you. And whilst this strategy works to get you started, it does well over the short term. The second type of follower is the one that you really want. And they're people who follow you because you're putting out good content. So it's really important. You can't just put out that you're having a coffee. A lot of people do. No one's interested in the fact that you're having a coffee. They're only interested in what can you do to help their business or to help save them money or help make them money. So the other thing is that you've got to get to the first 100 followers. So if you just create a brand new Twitter account and you haven't got any followers, then it's a good start just to get that. It's a nice little milestone just to get to. So if one of the things that you can do effectively is you can make a list of all the people in your niche and find them on Twitter, and then take a look at who follows those, and then you can just start following them. Start following them and a percentage will follow you. Now if you're following your competitor, then we're at least interested in your niche. That's sort of a rough idea, but generally it works. So if you follow up, say, 300 people in a couple of days, you'll start to notice that people start following you back. And keep it going until you get to 100 followers, and then keep going until you get your next 100 followers. It's just nice and easy. It's a nice little benchmark to start doing. You can do a couple of these every day, and it's a little and often on the Twitter, I find. So in order to generate more followers, you can send an email out to your list. Hopefully you've got a list. You can tell people on your social networks. You can add a link onto your email signature and into forums and that sort of thing. That works quite well. The most important part, though, is about posting relevant content and interesting tweets, because these will get retweeted. People who love the picture you've uploaded or the saying that you've just said, it gets retweeted, and my stuff gets tweeted out quite a bit. So if you post genuinely good stuff, people will start to engage back with you. And it shouldn't be just about self-promotion. Just start noticing people following you without you needing to have to do anything. But you've got to put out good content, otherwise that's not going to work. Let's just have a look at some of the mistakes that people make. So not tweeting, obviously. You know, if you posted a tweet a month ago, you're telling people that you're not really engaged, and it's all about engagement. Don't just follow any old person or young person. You've got to target the people that you want access to, people in the niche that you're in. And don't just use Twitter for self-promotion. You know, I put like jokes out there. I put all sorts of stuff on there. Motivational statements, videos, all sorts of different stuff. Don't tweet too much. If you're tweeting every 10 minutes, that's no good. And make sure you interact with people. Because if you're not interacting with people, well, what's the point, frankly? So make sure that you're interacting with people. Let's have a look at Facebook. So Facebook, I mean, everybody uses Facebook, okay? So let's just look at some of the benefits. So you can use Facebook to connect and build relationships. I use it all the time. We close a significant amount of business from Facebook. There's an old joke and it says, do you want to know how to make money on Facebook? Just click log off and go get a job. That's an older joke. These days, when I didn't used to make money on Facebook, that was me really. But now we do make money on Facebook, and it helps build credibility and so on, which is obviously the next benefit, building brand and credibility. You can show as much or as little as you want on your business page. You can put pictures, products, whatever you like. But again, it shouldn't just be about self-promotion. It's free advertising. You know, the people that like you and your business or your business page, awesome. You can speak directly to them and you'll get engagement back. You can also announce important events, and getting your fan page set up is really, really important. You can add pictures. Yeah, you can start suggesting that page out to your friends, and you can then start writing content once you've got that up and running. And getting likes is really important. But you know what? The only reason you have a page is to drive people back to your website. That's the bottom line. And the only reason you're driving people back to your website is to get them to sign up onto your email marketing list. Again, that's the only reason that you do that. So you can post up statuses on your personal page, that's fine. You can get fans to upload and tag themselves in photographs, say at an event that you're holding, something like that. That's pretty cool. You can offer incentives, you can you can install a Facebook like box on your website and you get more likes to your page. You can connect on Twitter, you can link your page as a place of employment, you can add your URL for Facebook onto your email signature. There's loads of different ways of promoting it. You can add it onto Facebook cards, something I used to do, but I don't really use business cards anymore. I think business cards are a little bit old hat. And generally, you know, I don't have my phone number, for example, on my business card anymore, because I don't want people phoning me. If people want to communicate, then they can email, or they can come out on social media, or they can, you know, come and speak to me on the Periscope stuff that we do. So, the other thing that you can do, of course, is you can start launching advertising on Facebook ads. And again, I actually wouldn't do that. I wouldn't drive Facebook adverts over to your Facebook page. I just think you're not in control of that mechanism. Facebook are, and if you fall out with Facebook, or usually the other way around, Facebook falls out with you, you've lost that. Drive people back to your website, not Facebook. So let's just look at some of the things that you've got to watch out for. So as you're looking for ways to add fans, you may find companies promoting fans for sale. Do not do it, because the fans are not relevant. They're never going to engage with you. And if only 10% of what you put up there goes out to fans, and you've got 1,000 fans that you've paid for, and you've got 100 fans that you've actually found that are relevant, well, 10% of 1,100 is 11. Sorry, 111, isn't it? 110, sorry. So you don't know if the 100 that you've got on your list is going to see that post, but it could be the other ones. And they're not even interested. So do not buy fans. You can use Facebook advertising. I would do it, but I wouldn't send it to, I just wouldn't send it to a Facebook page. Let's just talk about Google very quickly. I'm going to include it. I think Google basically, recently have announced that they're not really going to use Google Plus. But what I found with Google was that, it can help any search engine rankings. So this is what I would do with Google, okay. Upload a good picture, and on my WordPress blog, for example, whenever I post a new post, some more content, then I set it up so it goes out onto LinkedIn, Twitter, and Google+. And then obviously it's keyword optimized. And that's the only reason I mention Google+, is because it can be keyword optimized. Depends when you listen to this podcast and what happens. But it's a nice way of doing it. One of the good things about Google is the Hangouts, which are video chats which are hosted on Google. And you can connect, you know, to a number of people at any one time. But Periscope has really taken over that. But again, the reason I mention Hangouts is because it's very keyword effective from a search engine optimization point of view. So if you're a plumber in Boston, Boston Spa, and you do a Hangout about plumbing in Boston Spa, and you call it Plumbing in Boston Spa, and you record it and off it goes, then there's a good chance that that will come up. Because it's Google. They own the search engine rankings, don't they? But other than that, I wouldn't really use Google Plus. I don't think there's a lot of need for it right now. I would focus your efforts on Twitter and Facebook. If you do want to get into another one, there's LinkedIn. And there's loads of training courses out there. You know, a little bit of knowledge on all three of these will go an awful long way. Let me just give you an example of some of the stuff that happens. When you're posting out to Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and so on, what I've found is that when you just post a text, you know, you just type a text message, and you post that, that doesn't get as much engagement as creating a graphic and uploading the graphic, because people look at pictures more than they just look at text. And it stands out from everybody else. It's always about how you're going to stand out. And I think that'll do us really. I just wanted to introduce you to the world of using social media. And if you're not using social media properly, I know that you're on it, but most people are on it for the wrong reasons. And they don't know what the right reasons are. Everything that you do on social media has one singular purpose. And that one singular purpose is to drive traffic back to your website. And hopefully on the website they'll find great traffic. And hopefully on the website they'll subscribe with their email address so that you can email them. That's the whole point of it. It's not about Facebook fans, how many likes you've got, how many Twitter followers. It all comes back to you building your mailing list. The more you have in your mailing list, the better opportunity you've got of making a lot more money. Okay, pretty educational one today, just over 30 minutes. Hope that's useful for you. As ever, please drop me a message. The website is www.daniellatto.co.uk. If you enjoy this podcast, then please like and subscribe. Give me a 5-star review. I love those. Thank you very much to all those people who already have. I really appreciate them. And I was looking at the stats earlier, and the stats are going great guns at the moment. So thank you very much to everybody that listens. I love the fact that people are downloading. We're getting new subscribers every day. I really appreciate it. But listen, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you get what you need. So you've got a question, please ask me. I would love to help you and answer that question. If you want to remain anonymous, great, not a problem. If you want to give me a name, perfect, not a problem either. All right, my name's Dan Latto. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll catch up with you on the next podcast. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.